AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And hello, 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 and happy Thursday, everyone. What a beautiful day it is outside. And you know what? The traffic wasn't even that bad getting here. So I'm thinking everybody's down at the beach and enjoying themselves and getting ready for this weekend, which, one, it's Father's Day weekend. So to all of you daddies out there, happy Father's Day, and thanks for being who you are. And I hope that you all have a wonderful weekend. But even more than that, the city of Providence is going to be on fire. And I say that not only because of water fire, but there's Pride Fest happening. It is just a weekend that is full of so much love and acceptance and good things and fun. And of course, I'm so excited because the reason we're able to do a water fire this weekend is because of our friends at the CVS Health Charity Classic. And I am so excited to have my friend Jennifer Lee here from CVS Health. Jennifer, I'm going to let you actually tell people what your title is so I don't mess it up.
Sure. So I am the Director of Corporate Social Responsibility and Philanthropy at CVS Health. So in my role, I get to oversee community giving for a lot of the states that we operate in, including my home state and our home state of Rhode Island. So very excited to be able to support all the great nonprofits, including Waterfire, through both our giving at CVS Health and through the CVS Health Charity Classic.
Well, and the Charity Classic, everybody knows about the Charity Classic. I mean, it brings in like the top golfers, doesn't it, from all over the nation?
And absolutely. Some of the best golfers come every year. It's been 18 years now that we've run the Charity Classic, and we do get some of the top PGA and LPGA golfers to come and support all of the work that we're doing. So, yeah, 18 years, $19 million given back to local nonprofits across southern New England.
So it's almost $1 million a year. It's over $1 million a year.
It is.
That is an amazing amount. Well, as a fundraiser, I can tell you that is
right.
An amazing amount of money to raise and to redistribute to the community. So
Yeah. I mean, that's the mission of the Charity Classic, is to be able to give back to the nonprofits that help us make the tournament actually a success. So we have 1,000 volunteers that come to support the Charity Classic. It takes a lot to run a world-class golf tournament. So we rely on our 22 what we call working charitable partners, and they work, you know, year-round pretty much to support the tournament, get the volunteers that it takes to run the tournament.
That's a lot of people, too.
Is.
I mean, because we have, at any given water fire, around 350 to 400
right.
volunteers that we need just to be able to put the event on. So I can only imagine just what it must be like for 1,000.
It is.
And trying to corral
right,
that.
Right. And again, it's a well-oiled machine at this point because it's been you know, such a successful tournament. We've got really a great model that makes the tournament work. And so the volunteers are really the backbone of that, and so are our charitable partners. So for us to be able to give away these dollars and donate funds that are really vital to supporting the missions of these great organizations, that's really what it's all about for us, in addition to the great golf.
Yeah, I mean, it truly is a philanthropic endeavor. And it
Absolutely.
Seems that it's so 18 years, that's a long time.
It is.
Why did it start? Who started it? Do we know?
Yeah. So we have two fabulous co-hosts that really started this tournament, in Billy Andrade and Brad Faxon. And it's really because of their support and because of their idea to bring a charitable golf tournament to Rhode Island, we were able to join on as, you know, the lead sponsor for the event. And it really is a partnership that has just grown over the years.
Yeah.
They bring the golfers. You know, we're able to amplify and promote the tournament throughout the region. And, you know, it's because of them and their willingness to really get the great golfers to come. That's why I think you get so many people who flood to Rhode Island Country Club for that week, because there's just, you can't see anything like it in the region. And it is one of the region's largest and most charitable sporting events. So that in and of itself brings a lot of people.
Well, yeah, and again, when you're dispersing over $1 million a year right. to different organizations, that's really something
huge.
It's a
win-win for sure.
Absolutely. So just so everybody's clear, because we had started talking about the water fire happening this weekend, and we'll get back to talking about that a little bit, that's being supported by the CVS Charity Classic. The Charity Classic itself is actually the 26th through the 28th.
That's right. That's right. So the Charity Classic runs Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And it's all at Rhode Island Country Club in Barrington. And so Sunday is our pro-am, and then Monday and Tuesday is when our pros play for the actual tournament. Mm-hmm. But Sunday is, we're adding so many new components to the Classic. We like to make it bigger and better each year, and I really can say that this year, I think we've done an
incredible job. I saw the notes about what we're going to talk about, and I was like, oh,
we've got about 10 pages of notes here. but the tournament itself, like I said, Sunday is the pro-am, so we also have a community day. So you can come down on Sunday, bring your family. We have a whole kids section now for Community Day. Yes. It's free to get in on that day, so you can see some of the pros playing with some of the amateurs. A really fun day, and it's hopefully supposed to be gorgeous that day as well.
Yeah.
And then Monday, kicks off bright and early in the morning, and that's when our pros go ahead and start playing the actual tournament.
So, Jen, can people just buy tickets? And tell us how this works.
Yeah, absolutely. So tickets are available. You can go on to CVSCharityClassic.com. Or you can go on to Ticketmaster.com/charityclassic.
Okay, we'll put it on the Waterfire website,
yeah, that
too,
would be great.
So that people can...
Yep, that would be great. So you can go on there. You can purchase tickets for the Monday and Tuesday event. Again, the Sunday is free and open to the public. Mm-hmm. You're also able to purchase tickets to our Lady Antebellum charity concert.
Yeah, how did you pull that off? You pulled off getting Lady Antebellum to come into a...
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, the beauty of the Charity Classic is... it's evolved into an event series. So beyond just the tournament, we now have so many different components that go into the Charity Classic. Again, Rhode Island is our home state. We want to give back to the community where we live and where we work. And so for us to be able to add on additional events that community members can participate in to support our charitable partners, that's really the goal for us, is it's evolved into a charity series.
Yeah.
So that the...
Because you've got Waterfire.
We have Waterfire that's kicking it off.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really excited to talk more about that. We have a Rocky Point 5K, which is happening next Saturday.
Yep.
So the Rocky Point 5K is put on by the Warwick Chamber of Commerce. It's a fabulous road race right through Rocky Point. I mean, who doesn't remember going to Rocky Point as a
what
kid?
What has happened with Rocky Point? All right, because have they completely redone it? Or
from what I know, and I went to the Rocky Point 5K last year, it's a beautiful open space now.
Nice.
They have a few remnants of Rocky Point, the park itself, like the arch and things like that. But it's a much different experience to go there now than when you were a kid, obviously, even though I do remember going on all those crazy rides. But I do think it's, nostalgic for people to be able to go and walk and run through Rocky Point. Beautiful, views of the bay. It is a USA track and field certified 5K, so you're going to have elite athletes there. You're going to have people like me who haven't run in 6 months who are probably going to walk it. But it is another great addition to the Charity Classic. So that's Saturday.
So there are all these different things that you're doing that are actually kind of making... pulling into the funds, essentially, and just actually expanding the gifts that you can give.
That's right. So through the Rocky Point 5K, we're able to support additional nonprofits who receive funding from that road race.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I said, we have the tournament Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then, of course, Tuesday culminates with our Lady Antebellum charity concert. So that's been a really exciting new component for us to be able to bring a national act like that.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you've seen them before.
I have. And
they're so
just,
good.
Yeah, to die for.
Oh, they're amazing. I'm a big country music fan, and they top the charts for sure. They're a 7-time Grammy award-winning group.
Yeah.
They are very charitable, very excited to come here and play for this concert and for this community.
And it's all at the Dunk.
It's all at the Dunk. Mm-hmm. How can you beat that?
Yeah.
There's not a bad seat in the house. A great place to see a show.
Absolutely.
We actually just a few days ago were able to secure an opening act. So Lee DeWise who was our American Idol winner several years back. He's mm-hmm. awesome as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a new development, and so he will be the opening act for Lady Antebellum. And a portion of the proceeds goes right back to the nonprofits that we support.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win. You're able to come for the concert. You can stay and watch Lee DeWise and Lady Antebellum and, you know, support nonprofits at the same time.
I think that's just really, I mean, to me, it's like, I always think of the Charity Classic as just the golf game,
right.
and
right.
you really have, you've blown it, like, completely up.
Absolutely.
And there's so many different things for people to be able to participate in. So if golf's not your thing, which personally, I have the worst swing in the world, and I'm a redhead, and I've got, like, little patience, so when God was handing out patience in life, I wasn't paying attention, so
right.
that little white ball,
yeah.
I can't chase it.
I'm
all.
Good at mini golf. That's about it, yeah.
Mini golf
right.
I can do.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
It's manageable to me. It's that long green stuff.
Exactly.
But there's, again, as you said, so there's a Rocky Point. People can participate in that.
Yep.
You've got kids events that
yes.
are happening. You've got the Lady Antebellum concert, which yes. people need to go buy those tickets. Because
those
again,
tickets are going quick. And so, you know, it's just under 2 weeks away. Definitely want to buy those tickets soon and buy them quick. A lot of great seats are already gone. Again, that can be purchased at Ticketmaster.com/charityclassic.
Yep.
And you can go on, buy your tickets today. They're going fast. I've already got my tickets. I bought them months ago. So I'm very excited about that.
And I think everyone needs to remember, again, that these proceeds are going to charity.
That's right.
So you get a good night out, right?
Exactly.
And you get to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
And you know that you're doing something good.
That's right. Go support some of our local Providence restaurants and get a nice meal before and then hit up the concert.
Well, that's it. And so, you know, we were talking about Saturday.
Yes.
It's going to be bonkers.
And we're so
in
excited.
In such a good way downtown.
Yeah.
You know, and again, one of the things that we've talked about a little bit is that people get afraid when they hear that, you know, there's going to be so much going on downtown.
Right.
But I was at the Providence Fest mm-hmm. and went down for that. It was awesome. You know,
oh,
people
yeah.
are like, oh, we're not going to go down because there'll be no place to park. Blah,
That's
blah,
the
blah,
beauty
blah.
Of Providence.
No, it's
so manageable.
It's manageable. It's walkable.
Yep.
Again, on the WaterFire website, there are some street closings, mm-hmm. but what an incredible, like, long day, because the fires don't start until
right.
around 8:35, 8:40, mm-hmm. because we're so close to the solstice. And so, and for those of you who don't know, people always try to figure out what happens at WaterFire and why we start at different times. But one, you don't light a candle and, you know, without some darkness.
That's true.
So, you know, we always wait till 20 minutes after sunset, but there's always things happening before then
mm-hmm.
that people can come down and check out. So we've got like an arts festival plaza, which is all over Washington Street, all local artisans, really cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Mike Bryce, who's an incredible painter, I don't know if you're aware of him, but he just actually paints the landscapes of WaterFire right
oh,
there
wow.
in front of you and is selling them. But just all sorts of interesting things. And we've got so much more to talk
we
about.
Do.
So everybody, you're listening to AM 790, your station for talking business in WaterFire Ignites Rhode Island. And yes, June 18th, this weekend, CVS Charity Classic WaterFire event leading up to their big, big CVS Health Charity Classic event next weekend. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to WaterFire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And again, I just want to remind people that we are underwritten by National Grid and supported by our wonderful friends and sponsors, Lifetime Medical, who are always recruiting, an incredible company that has nurses that take care of people in need. So make sure you check out Lifetime Medical at some point. But we've been having a great conversation because I've got my friend Jennifer Lee from the CVS Health Charity Classic here. Actually, she's from CVS Health, and she is the Director of Corporate and Social Responsibility in Philanthropy. Got it right,
that's
right?
That's a good one.
Yeah, got it
yeah.
right.
Well done.
And we've been talking about everything that's happening because, again, thank you so much. Because of you, we are able to do the WaterFire this weekend, mm-hmm. Father's Day weekend. There's just a wonderful entire scope of things to do throughout the day with Pride Fest, and then even at nighttime, and then we've got a lot of things that we're going to do at Waterfire. But I want to get back to, again, everything else that you've been doing with the CVS Charity Classic and some of the other programs that people might not be aware of that are happening around that. And then I want to bring in our friend who I've known for, gosh, 3 years, we think it is, Ms. Jen Andruzzi, who is the executive director of the Joe Andruzzi Foundation, who I know is a benefactor of the CVS Charity Classic. Yep. And because I've worked with you before, I know the incredible work that the Joe Andruzzi Foundation does and that you and your husband have really worked very hard to put together. And Upbeat with Cancer, right? Do I remember it right?
That's right.
Right on, ladies. So, all right, Jen Lee, I'm going to get back to you, though. So tell me more about all this stuff going on, because I need to hear more about this, like, Fitbit stuff or whatever this is.
Okay. So we've talked a lot about the other events that we've added on to the Charity Classic to really make it a true event series. So the Rocky Point 5K, which is happening next Saturday. We've got our Community Day next Sunday. And we have the Lady Antebellum concert, which will be that Tuesday. So a lot of events that we've added. But I wanted to also talk about the actual tournament itself and some of the great activities you can expect at the tournament. Again, CVS Health is a healthcare company. So everything that we do, from our business down to the events that we sponsor, we try to make sure that it's tied back to health and wellness and really connected to our purpose of helping people on their path to better health. So when you attend the Charity Classic, there's going to be great ways for you to keep health in mind. So, for example, we have a Charity Miles partnership. So, if you ever heard of Charity Miles, they're this really great company. It's an app that you can download where you can go on, and when you go out for a bike ride or a walk or a run, you just pull up this app. You can pick one of the great nonprofits that they support to run for. And then at the end of your run, it will track your mileage and it will tell you how much you've donated back to that nonprofit.
So for anybody and everybody who should be out there exercising, and I should probably be doing a little bit more of it myself, but, you know, what a great thing to do, just to be able to connect and go out and you're going to exercise anyway.
Absolutely.
And tie it into a charity.
And especially at the tournament, you're walking. We know our fans, you know, they get their miles in that day. So the best thing to do is download it before you go to the tournament. When you walk in that morning, just pop up the Charity Miles app, and you'll know that for every mile that you walk, 25 cents will be donated back to the charity of your choice through the Charity Miles app. And that is available the whole month of June.
Yep.
And specifically, we certainly want to tie that to Waterfire as well. A lot of people walking around Waterfire, that'd be perfect.
That's one of the reasons. You know, Barnaby and I always discuss this, is that we want people out of their cars communicating with each other off of these very funny, funky things we call cell phones, and we live half of our life taking pictures and observing things through
That's
them,
right.
but not experiencing each other. But yes, getting up and walking around our city and seeing things and enjoying people and that milling and seating. So how many people attend the classic?
We get thousands and thousands of people each day that come to the classic.
Okay.
And again, it's to see some of the leading golfers in the world tee off for charity. And so, you know, you'll be coming down and you'll be seeing the likes of golfers like Keegan Bradley and Lexi Thompson, Billy Andrade, Morgan Pressel. We have just some incredible golfers who themselves also have, you know, a lot of charitable ties. And so the thousands of attendees that come down, like I said, will be able to see great golf, be able to take part in our Charity Miles campaign.
And family fun.
Family fun day, absolutely. Yep. We also have a Path to Better Health. So this is something we put on a few years ago. And again, as a way to tie wellness and health back to the tournament, we have stops all along the golf course where you can check in and get health and wellness tips from a variety of different partners, whether that's our nonprofit partners like the JDRF Foundation, or whether that's some of our vendor and sponsors who are providing these types of health and wellness tips. Again, just another great way for you as a participant to be able to watch golf and also, you know, maybe get a few little tips and tricks on how to stay healthy.
Tips and tricks are good.
It's definitely good.
And I, you know, I have to, I've got to say this, and I downloaded the CVS app about 3 months ago,
Isn't it great?
It's awesome.
Oh,
it is so good.
We love it.
Yeah, I really love what the company's doing. So sorry to kind of, it sounds like an infomercial, but
I
love it. No, it makes my life so much easier.
Yes.
So if you're out there and you don't know about the CVS app, they send you coupons.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wondering if somebody's been tracking my phone and my shopping because I get like, 30% off this thing. And I'm like, how do they know I need this right
See,
now?
See, we make it more convenient for you by giving you coupons you need instead of coupons you don't need.
There you go. So now, the charity classic, who are the people that are benefiting
Let's
from
talk
this?
About that, because that's my favorite part. In my role, and I came from the nonprofit side, so I'm very close with a lot of Rhode Island nonprofits and Southern New England nonprofits, and talk about just an incredible community of nonprofits that we have here right in our backyard. And so through the Charity Classic, we're able to support last year nearly 100 nonprofits in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, including our 22 working charities, as I mentioned. And so those charities have been with us since the beginning, those working charities, and they range everyone from the American Heart Association to the Arthritis Foundation, Boys and Girls Clubs of Providence, Children's Wishes, March of Dimes. It really spans the gamut of social service organizations, youth-focused organizations, and healthcare organizations. Yep. And so, you know, for us, that is the main reason why we started this tournament and why we continue it year after year, because...
Well, those are your pillars of what you believe in and what the company believes in. Right.
And with this span of nonprofits, because they, you know, have such a diversity in their missions, you know, we know that these organizations are helping the most vulnerable in our community. They're helping our kids, you know, on their best path. They're helping keep our seniors healthy. They're really doing the true, important, vital work for our community. So for us as a company, even though we're national, even though we have, you know, a very large scope, it's super important for us, truly, to be able to support our local community right here in our home state.
Well, I know, you know, I don't know if you know this, but my family is all from Woonsocket.
So. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So, yep. So my
French Canadian, maybe?
Well, my nana's my nana's family came right off the boat from Italy, and they owned what is now the Museum of Work and Culture.
Oh, it's such a great museum.
Which is really wild. So there's the Cavadons.
We've supported them. Yes, they're fabulous.
The Milos was my nana's family, and they were into banking.
Yeah.
And, but Woonsocket, my dad was one of the Moylan boys, and you know that.
Yes.
And the Moylans are still there in Woonsocket.
You know, our hometown.
Do you ever go to Ciro's?
Yes. Oh, Ciro's is fabulous.
That's my cousin's place.
Oh, it's great.
All right. Sorry.
It's great.
I digress.
Again, Woonsocket, our nonprofits, right in our hometown. I mean, talk about, you know, one of our primary goals is really to support Woonsocket nonprofit. So we've been, just amazed at the work that Thunder Mist does, that the Stadium Theater does. Just, you know, again, fabulous work that's being done for a town that is just so diverse and has such a great, culture in that town.
And has been in need of revitalization.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean,
and they're working on it for sure.
And they're doing a great job.
They are.
But back in the 50s or the 40s or the 50s, were you aware that was like the hot spot?
Absolutely.
And everybody loved Woonsocket, and they had like these great fur stores and everything. And then with most mill towns, which we saw happen in Pawtucket, right?
Right.
In Woonsocket.
Sure.
And even in Providence, before we moved those rivers, I mean, downtown Providence, Jennifer, I don't know if you remember, or Jen, if you were around at that point, but it wasn't exactly the nicest place to want.
Well, I really do attribute Waterfire to being one of the keys to revitalizing downtown Providence. I mean, I was just there a few weeks ago for the Met School Waterfire and was blown away. I've been
to
Waterfire.
So cool, wasn't
it? Oh, and I've been to Waterfire so many times, and I'm still, every time I go, I'm just amazed at what you all do at bringing the, you know, it's just so creatively mixing art and relaxation and socialization. It really is incredible what you're doing, and
thank you.
We love supporting your great work.
Well, that's why, you know, we were so excited when you came and you said that you this year that you wanted to do something with
Absolutely.
Us. And so, speaking of, you know, all of these incredible charities that are going to benefit, and we'll get back at the end of the show to quickly kind of run through what people can expect to see at Waterfire on Saturday, because there will be that a path to wellness.
Yes, we have a mini path to better health at our Charity Classic booth. You'll be able to come and visit with some of our charitable partners, some of our sponsors like Kind Snacks. They're going to have their Jeep there. We'll be giving away granola bars. And then we're going to have some fun stuff set up at the Charity Classic booth. We have giant Jenga. We've got cardboard cutouts of the
golfers. Do I get to go play giant Jenga with you?
All right. We have a cornhole.
Jen and Drewzy, are you going to be there?
I'm trying my best. Yes. I'm navigating graduation parties in between.
Oh, come on, right. Jenga. With Jen and Jen, come on. Well, we've got a couple of minutes. And, you know, Jen, we've got 2 minutes before we're going to have to take a break. Then I want to come back, and I really want to focus on the Andrewsi Foundation, because I really appreciate everything that you do. And I loved working with you guys a few years back. And you and your husband are just such incredible philanthropists and just with big hearts. But so you might be there?
I'm trying my best.
All right.
I'm a senior this year, so handfuls of parties to attend, but
it's graduation time. Okay.
JF will definitely
that's
be represented
right.
there.
That's right.
Well, that's what I'm. Yeah, that's yes. what I would love to yes. talk about, yes. and I'd love to talk about the growth that's happened over the years. I mean, 3 years since I've seen you, so I'm sure you've been doing so much with that. And so, everybody, you're listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business in Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. I'm here with Jennifer Lee and Jen Andrewsi, and we're talking about this weekend's upcoming Waterfire, the CVS Charity Classic, which is the following weekend, and a host of other events. But I want to come back, and I think you need to hear a little bit more about the Joe Andrewsi Foundation doing incredible works here in Rhode Island and actually southern New England and all over the place. So talk to you soon.